Welcome to Faithful Fathering's podcast. This is Rick Wirtz with Faithful Fathering, founder and president of Faithful Fathering, here with a wonderful guest, Mr. Mike Rosas.
It's a great honor to be here.
He is a founder of Uprising Ministry, and he is a dad, so that qualifies as a guest on Faithful Fathering. So this series is going to be based on honoring, and we're going to talk about honoring our children, honoring our father and mother, and honoring ourselves as a dad in our role. So I'd like to kick it off by just giving dads a heads up of how fast time goes. Mike, as you know, yes. Just a few weeks ago, I handed my daughter off in marriage.
Wow.
And that was quite a step for me as a dad. And I remember so well her coming home from the hospital like it was yesterday, right? We hold her in our hands. She fits in one hand. I swear as a dad, naively, that I'm never going to let go of her. She's so beautiful. And, of course, just in a matter of months, I have to let go so she can walk.
Wow.
And then in another couple of years, she's yelling at me, "Let go, Daddy." I was riding, running behind her bicycle, holding on. "Let go, Daddy, let go." And I realized right then it's going to be tough holding on to these kids. But I know you're in that stage as well early on. But how are you dealing with letting go in these early ages of rearing children?
You know, I'm trying to keep it as far out of my mind as possible. I have a four-year-old daughter and a one-year-old son, and you know, I literally have to remind myself every day, she's 8, she's 4, he's 1, to really cherish the day, because they pass by so fast. We were looking at videos on my phone of my oldest daughter when she was 1, 2, and 4, and I think to myself, man, where did the time go?
Yeah, it does go by quickly. And the challenge as a dad is honoring their growing independence, right?
Yes.
I mean, we want to raise children that aren't going to be, you know, we talk about passing the baton a lot. Dad doesn't get to hang on to that baton after he lets her go down the aisle, right?
Yes.
And there's really stages of that, during those teenage years, teaching them to drive,
yeah,
which is one thing I really encourage. And of course, you're long before that, but I think teaching your kids to drive provides some tremendous windshield time,
mm-hmm,
and intimate time with them. Plus, you have firsthand responsibility and comfort that you've taught them how to drive. But one other quick thing that really registered with me is we went on and I encourage this as well, we went on a trip when my daughter was 13. And it was a backpacking trip. And at one point, we hiked up this mountain and then we got up to the top and they started throwing ropes off the other side. And my daughter said, "Well, how are we going to get down off this mountain?" I said, "Well, either we're going to get on those ropes and rappel down, or the helicopter's going to come in and take us." And she says, "Well, I'm scared, Dad." And I said, "Well, I am too. I've never rappelled." And so anyway, we get down there, and they rigged it up to where you could rappel side by side, Dad and daughter,
nice,
which was really cool. I went off first, and I was hanging off the cliff about 20 feet waiting for my daughter to come down. There was just a long wait there.
Yes.
I thought, well, maybe something went wrong, you know. But finally, I see her coming across over that edge, and she slowly comes down, and she gets side by side and looks around. She says, "Cool."
Yeah.
She went down. She rappelled fast. I couldn't keep up with her, and I realized real quick there was no holding on to this young lady.
You know, as much as I love my children, and kind of like you said, you don't want to let go. You want to hold on forever. But the natural progression of how the Father created us is to have that tension between dependence and independence, and you know where we drop the baton is where we try to hold on too long.
Absolutely.
And I know for me, you know, my kids are still young, but even now I'm having to practice letting go, you know, in the smaller things so they do have that independence, because I don't want them to be like many young adults we see now who are not letting go and they're wanting to hold on as long as they can. You know, for me as a godly father, I have to steward my children well. And whether I like it or not, I have to begin to let go, you know, almost from the moment you birth them and bring them home.
Right. And it's hard for parents to let go, and it's easy for kids to hang on.
Yes.
And it isn't just physically either, because there becomes an emotional dependency as well. And that's what's just not healthy at all. And you're absolutely right. Jesus exemplified this, didn't he? When he, I would look at Luke 9, 1 through 2, and then John 17, where when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all the demons and cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and heal the sick. He says, I have given them your word. Then he prayed to his Father, I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world anymore than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. So just as the Father let go of his Son to come into the world in the flesh, Jesus had to let go of his disciples so they would continue the church when he returned to the Father.
So good. So good. You know, funny enough, I was literally meditating on this word yesterday, to sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And I think something that makes it easier to let go is when we know that we've given them the accurate word of truth, that we've given them that ability to have I wouldn't say legalism, but so they know boundaries. Studies have actually proven that when children know boundaries, they feel more freedom. The world will tell you differently, but even science, you know, communicates what God told us. And so I think the more we give them that word of truth, the easier it will be to send them out at the right time.
Absolutely. And you're right. Children are drawn to that discipline, if you will. I'm thinking back years ago, there was an American Taliban, he was labeled, and he arguably came from the most liberal area of California. And his parents just said, you go find your own religion. Well, he found the most radical sect of Islam to get it tied up in, and because he was drawn to the religiosity of Islam, of that radical sect. And so you're right. Freedom is not free. Jesus had guidelines for us to embrace the freedom he gave us by going to the cross. But one thing not to forget is that when Jesus sent the disciples out, it wasn't immediate success, was it? You remember they got beat up and bloodied, and they came back and you said, why couldn't we cast this demon out? And he says, well, these take fasting and prayer, this particular demon. And I think of dads as we let go, particularly through those teenage years, it's important to stay engaged, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to be able to catch them as they stumble, or give them a hand to get back up, or coach them through a failure, or coach them through the success. I think sometimes success is harder to handle than a failure, right?
And you know, that's so true, Rick. I was thinking about a conversation I was having recently, and I'd love to pose this question to you. Why do you think, especially now, it's so hard for parents and teenagers to have that connection when they need it and letting go when they need it?
I think it's because disconnect is so prevalent. The busyness, beyond busy stands for is being under Satan's yoke.
Man, and ain't that the truth.
COVID gave us that opportunity to pull back from that busyness and really kind of re-engage. And I'm hearing that from a lot of families that were on that bubble, and when they got some of these activities taken away, they tightened up as a family. Yeah. Other folks that were a little bit too far along that bubble really had so much tension in the home, it was tough to make the adjustment. But the key is, how do we come out of this COVID time with a new perspective, not just jumping back into the busyness, but to capitalize on this time? Because, studies show that teenagers want to talk to mom and dad about sex.
Yeah.
But dads and mom are either
they
don't want to go there, or they're struggling themselves with sexual addiction, men and pornography, and these days women are a fast growing group, or they just flat don't have the time or energy to engage their teenagers. So this is a reminder to honor your child's independence, but your growing independence, particularly through the teenage years, but stay engaged engaged.
Yeah.
Don't stay in, don't get intrusive unless it, you know, obviously we have to, you know, the good thing about the coaching season, just as a coach on a basketball court can slap a technical on somebody or call a timeout and you can call a new play as a dad. You can step in and call timeout. Let's reconsider what's going on at this stage of your life.
So
but that's
good.
But that's the other thing it does, doesn't it, during this, when you're letting go, is it increases your prayer life. Kind of
yeah.
like when you hand your teenager the keys for the first time, prayer life doubles. And so I think that's one thing we have to do, is continue to keep our kids absolutely wrapped in prayer. So I know it's early for you, but you've talked and you've dealt with a lot of men over the years. But what do you see the difference between letting go of a teenager and letting go of an adult child?
You know, it's let's just say that line has become very thin. We're seeing a lot of teenagers have adult experiences, and we're seeing a lot of adults have teenage responses. And because of that, it's hard for parents to, you know, to dictate the right time. You want to be loving and caring, but you also want to kick them out of the nest at the right time where they have this strength to learn how to fly. I think, you know, in a perfect world, we would love for our kids to not have any bumps or bruises, but it's not a perfect world. And you begin to understand those bumps and bruises are what make your children. So I think for men, it's really, you know, it's this tug of war. We try to work hard, provide for our family, and then we feel guilty because we can't spend as much time with them. And so I'm hoping what we learned from COVID is the busyness, like you said, that there's a lot of it that is not essential. Mm-hmm. And if we'll really hang in the balance and find out what is most essential, that we'll double down our investment in those things, and we'll begin to kind of back off from the things that, you know, maybe just did keep us under Satan's yoke.
Yeah, that's a great word, and I love that adults having a teenage response and teenagers trying to have adult experiences. That's
yeah.
That's one that'll be put away for
yes.
in the back of my mind for a while. But for me, the teenagers, I feel like we have at least the opportunity to step in and say, you know, we're going to let go here, but we're going to, you know, a dear friend of mine calls it his senior rule, that if the child continues to build up good level of trust and confidence from the parents and with the parents, that when he's a senior, all rules are done. All
wow.
curfews, all everything else are just, there's no rules whatsoever. They're just seeing, are you going to take responsibility to respect some of the foundational guidelines that mom
good.
And dad put out there? And
I've never heard that before.
The good
that.
News is that that senior year, at least you still have some control.
Right.
Know, the option is for it to happen at college or happen when they go out in the world
right,
away from
right.
the home, right? So that's a challenge. But as an adult, as you know, again, I gave my daughter away in marriage, and I had the opportunity to bless both of them individually. I blessed my daughter and blessed my new son-in-law. But then after that, my bride and I both blessed them with the number 620, that may the Lord bless you and keep you.
Yeah.
I said, Mr. and Mrs., yeah. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and be gracious to you. May he grant you shalom.
Yeah.
You know, that and a shalom isn't that everything's going to be lovely,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to have a positive state of rightness and well-being in the midst of some of the battles you're going to face in marriage. But what I was essentially saying was that, you know, we're always going to be here. We're available.
Right.
But you're going to have to call, right? That's the difference between adults and teenagers, is we don't get the opportunity to inject an opinion,
yeah.
inject a suggestion even, unless we get the call or get the request. And that's what I call the counseling season of fathering.
Yes.
And that's going to be interesting. I mean, I've been a counselor for a long time. I mean, my kids are grown, 35 and 32 respectively. And but it's and actually 46 as well. So I'm out of the coaching phase into the counseling phase, but I do get to coach a lot of young men on the fathering journey. So
no, but you know, I think that the handoff of the baton is so crucial, because I know as children, You know, when the parents hand it off well, it just gives you that desire to honor them so much more and to bring more to them, to seek their counsel, to seek their wisdom. And so that's why I think, you know, God created the process so perfectly, because if we do it well, if we do this process well, then the next process will lend itself to it in honoring how the last process was done well. So it's not like we're letting go forever. The better you let go, the better they'll want to connect in the next phase.
That's by God's design, right? We, if we raise, you know, our job is to raise godly offspring. And we only do that by being engaged, honoring our bride, learning to love our bride in marriage as Christ loves the church, and then reflecting that in family. So dads, I thank you, Mike, for this time. What a blessing it is. I hope this has been helpful to you. And I do want to point you to faithfulfathering.org. Click on the For Dads button on our website. If you're interested, there are some helpful tips there, vlogs that are tips for dads, as well as all of our training materials that are available on the website. But Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, the honor's been all mine.
God bless. Godspeed.